And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. When bad news comes, we deal with it as best we can. Later, we try to reconstruct where we were when it happened, how we felt when we first heard that life was changing. Poet, nurse, and ethics professor Amy Haddad gives us a powerful description of such news in her poem called From the Motel Window. Brake lights bleed on the gray snow as cars and buses move in and out of the teeming parking lot. Healthy and young, students and coaches trudge to the stadium entrance. A swim meet, the sign says. Their breath hangs in misty clouds over their heads. She stares down from the motel window while the tiny phone delivers crushing news. Every detail of the scene below is burned in her mind. She hears the words, all bad, tests inconclusive, multi-system failure, may not survive the night. But her attention is on the dirty snow, the cold she cannot feel, and the silence in the room. She pulls the curtains behind her and leans closer to the window, looking down, trying to listen. The grave voice on the phone asks about next steps. She knows there are none, merely laying the groundwork for death. She is trapped here, not where she should be. Forever, she will think this is what grief looks like, frozen on the other side of a transparent wall where you can see others move and breathe, but you cannot hear what they say or feel the cold on your face and in your throat.